There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Welcome to Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Thank you for joining us on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse. Here are your hosts, Tim Alcorn and Jim Jones.
From the Cavaliers production studios at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse in downtown Cleveland, hi again, everybody, and welcome to Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. It's great to have you with us as the Cavaliers continue to roll along. Tough night last night, tough loss to Philadelphia, 123-121. Game tomorrow night against Chicago, and then the All-Star break. Jim Jones, great to have you back on Cavs HQ, and great to have you back in the Joe Tate perch like you were last night and you will be tomorrow night. And even though that was a tough loss, this Cavs team is situated very, very well going into the break and for the stretch run.
Yeah, it is, Tim. They've figured some things out. And what they figured out is that they can defend and play offense with the same veracity. And that's why they're better this year, because they have tremendous balance on both sides of the ball, which puts a lot of pressure on the opposition. They don't have a chance to exhale because they're trying to defend us, which is tough because of our depth and our ability and our strategy to push the ball up the floor with Donovan Mitchell or anyone who has possession. And then the defense has been something exceptional, because now we have both bigs back and they're rolling and patrolling that paint. Makes it awfully tough for teams to score against us, Tim, and puts a lot of pressure on the opposition to be effective. This is the best Cavalier balance I've seen since our championship season.
Yeah, just playing outstanding ball. So coming up tonight on Cavs HQ, we're going to hear from Mike Ganzi, Cavs GM, and then later on in the show, Chuck Swirsky, the outstanding radio voice of the Chicago Bulls, will stop by. So stay with us. Cavs HQ, presented by Betway, continues after this on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse. LeVert to the baseline in front of the Cavs bench. LeVert in heavy traffic. Fed it to Mobley. Pow! With two hands. Caris LeVert with four assists.
In the paint. Everything's in the paint.
Mitchell between his legs, steps back. Three! Right on the mark. Oh, that was gorgeous from Donovan.
Cavs needed that too, Tim. They missed a couple bunnies, but Donovan Mitchell is always there.
Garland driving on Maxey. Scoop! Score! Well, that was a quick step. My DG.
Off their defense, Tim. That's what sparks this team.
Welcome back, Cavs HQ, presented by Betway, all along the Cavaliers Audioverse. Tim Alcorn, along with Jim Jones. Boy, it's great to have Jim back in the Joe Tate perch. He was with me last night. Tough loss to Philadelphia. Jim will be with me again tomorrow night when Chicago comes into town, as the Cavaliers will finally get a break. The All-Star break coming up following that game against the Bulls on Wednesday night. But Jim, a quick look back to the game last night. And you caught it early on. You thought the Cavs looked a little bit fatigued, and it seemed to play a factor as that game rolled along before they fell 123-121.
Yeah, Tim, I thought I saw it in the starters, but it was real evident in our bench play. The bench, which is the strength of our team, they were 3 of 13 in that first half, so they lost something. Then I thought back, and I said, well, they played three games and they were on the road. You know, so that takes a little more out of you at this point in the season. I just thought that their legs were gone, and they made a valiant effort at the end and gave themselves a chance to win the game.
And that's the mark of a quality team, a playoff-caliber basketball team, that when you're not on your best game, you yep. still find a way to give yourself a chance to win.
Yeah, and they did that, Tim. A lot of clever playing, and of course it doesn't hurt to have Donovan Mitchell on your team either. Donovan was magnificent, but you could tell he was dragging, and Garland's not there yet, you know, but he's coming.
Boy, Donovan last night with a 36-point outburst, just having an MVP-caliber season. We'll talk about that in a moment. But, of course, the Cavs were down 7 with under a minute to go. They rattled off 6 straight points, got to within 1. Philly had a free throw, put it back up to 2, and then the Cavs had the ball, a chance to tie or win it at the end. Donovan's shot fell off. Jared grabbed the rebound, kicked it to DG in the corner, and DG's 3-ball just came up a little bit short. So Philly wins it 123-121, and after the game, J.B. Bickerstaff talked about that final sequence.
I mean, it's a 2-point game. You know, Donovan had an opportunity, drove to the basket. That's what you're looking for. You know, we got an offensive rebound, and we had a guy wide open in the corner. So Jared made the play to, you know, one of our best shooters. And again, it just came up a little short.
And as J.B. said, Jim, really, you'll take that every time, and, hey, not every shot's going to go in.
No, and that's what you have to look at it, Tim. We play so many games, 82 not counting playoffs and preseason. And all any coach can ask for in the end is an opportunity to be there at the end of games, either with a shot or a free throw that gives you a distinct advantage. And they got it. They got the corner shot. It wasn't off by much, Tim. It was off by inches, trust me. It would have hit the front part of the rim from the corner, but it was just inches off.
And, of course, as you mentioned, Jim, DG had a terrific ball game. Just over 30 minutes, 9 of 16 from the field, 21 points, matched his season high in assists with 9. And after the ball game, Darius said, listen, I missed the shot, but I'm not going to let it bother me.
I mean, I'm living with that shot. I'm going home happy with that shot. Nothing that's going to, like, demoralize it and just bring me down because I missed it. Hopefully I have plenty others to come so I can hopefully make the other ones and live with this. Hopefully everybody else in this locker room lived through it too.
And DG's backcourt mate Donovan Mitchell said, yeah, no doubt, we made a nice comeback.
We did a lot of things, you know. Well, we got a few good looks in that one possession where, you know, and I hit that last shot. You know, we got stops. We got a 24-second violation, you know. Understand denying them on the inbounds, you know, I make a read and we get a steal. You know, so different things you can learn from that, but ultimately you want to learn, I always say, through wins and through losses. But, you know, we're always going to give ourselves a chance, but, you know, we should have taken care of business early. You know, we did it, and that's on us.
And, Jim, let's go back to what you were talking about earlier, points in the paint, big games from the big guys, both Jared Allen and Evan Mobley with double-doubles, Jared with 21 and 10, Evan Mobley with 14 and 10. So that low post presence that they provide really paying dividends.
Yeah, it is, especially through dribble penetration. When you have two guards, and if you count LeVert off the bench, you've got three guards that like to get in the paint. And when they get in the paint, the advantage is definitely the Cavaliers because they have 2 7-footers who can play above the rim, who can finish around the rim. I just think that they figured some things out. I think the thing that's helped us, Tim, as far as touches for the bigs, they're playing faster. So there's more opportunities.
And, of course, after the ball game, Jared and Evan met with the media, and Evan said, listen, we both got double-doubles, but that's something that we need to do.
Yeah, we're just trying to do our jobs out there. Jobs is protecting the paint and rebounding, taking the shots we get, and I feel like we've been doing that pretty well. And, yeah, the double-doubles, I feel like, is kind of expected from both of us.
Yeah, the way they're playing, Jim, double-doubles seem to be a nightly occurrence.
Yeah, it can be, Tim, but there's going to be a lot of nights where both guys won't get double-doubles, but you still have to do your job, and that's the mindset that those two young guys have. They just want to do what they're supposed to do. The main reason they're in there is because they're so talented, not only on the offensive side, but their defense is the foundation of how we win.
Great point. All right, so the Cavs come up short last night. Tomorrow night they'll take on Chicago and then the All-Star break. In fact, a little bit later on in the show, we'll hear from Chicago's great radio voice, Chuck Swirsky. But coming up next on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway, we'll hear from Cavaliers general manager Mike Ganzi. We'll talk about where this team is at heading to the All-Star break. So stay with us. Mike Ganzi's up next on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Mobley knocked the ball away from Maxey. Grabbed by Mitchell. Ahead to Garland. In the lane to Strus. Laid it up and in. Lobs it in. Stolen by Mitchell. Mitchell on the right sideline. Mitchell with a stutter step. Banks. Scores. Foul. Rebound LeVert. Out front Mitchell. Three ball Donovan. Good. Mitchell hits the three ball. Cavs within one. Welcome back, Cavs HQ, presented by Betway, all along the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse. Huge thanks to the dynamic duo on the other side of the window. Technical director Marty Allen, senior producer Kurt McLaughlin for formulating that highlight montage from last night's game against Philly. Tough loss for the Cavs as they fell to the Sixers, 123-121. But all in all, this Cavalier team, wow, they're playing some outstanding basketball, as they are now 35-17, and a guy that certainly keeps a close eye and ear, we hope, on all things Cavaliers is their general manager, Mike Ganzi, who now joins us on the show. Mike, as always, we know you're very, very busy. Appreciate the time.
Anytime, man. Good to hear you guys, and it's been a fun time for Cavaliers basketball.
Well, Mike, I know the season, for the most part, is broken up. There's different benchmarks as the marathon goes along, 20 games, halfway point, All-Star break, one more game before that All-Star break. But just size up this Cavs team for us. And would you say that, especially with injuries, they've performed beyond expectations?
I think definitely. I mean, you know, when Evan and Darius went out, and even if you go all the way back to the beginning of the year, you know, Jarrett missed the first three, four games. And, we just haven't had a full squad. And I think, you know, blessing in disguise with the injuries with Darius and Evan out, especially in that stretch, you know, Sam Merrill stepped up, Craig Porter, you know, Tristan, like everyone that wasn't necessarily playing the beginning of the year, you know, is almost, you know, most of those guys are in the rotation now every night. And it's a hard job by JB trying to get those guys to play. But, you know, in a way, those guys had to play, and they played, and they played well. They helped us win a lot of games, and now we have a deeper bench, probably deeper than we thought, you know, at the beginning of the year.
Looks like, Mike, that you did your homework early, and that started in the summer when you picked up Niang and you picked up Struess. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, those two were our two top targets in free agency, and we were very, very fortunate to get them. You know, obviously they provide a lot of shooting and spacing, which is what we needed, but just the locker room, the culture, you know, especially Max, you know, he's a gritty, tough guy, you know, plays with an edge. Same thing with George. George is always talking out there, maybe too much at times, but, you know, the guys love him. You know, I think the city's embraced those two. They're kind of like Cleveland guys, you know, Midwestern, hard nose, you know, put your hard hat on and go out and compete. And, you know, those guys, not only with their shooting, but just all the little things that they've done, especially Max and, you know, the two-man game he's developed with Jarrett this last month has been incredible to watch. And, you know, those guys have just been awesome for us this year, and I don't know where we'd be without them.
Again, talking with Cavs General Manager Mike Ganzi. And, Mike, I mentioned some of the benchmarks that are there throughout the year in the NBA, and I left one out, and that was the trade deadline. And yet the Cavs stood pat, and I thought Kobe's comments on trade deadline day were interesting. Listen, we've got a good thing going here. But just talk a little bit about sizing up the roster and saying, we've got a roster that can make a deep run.
Yeah, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, we feel like we have 12, maybe 13 guys that can go out and play and help us. And, you know, obviously we didn't see any significant upgrades that, you know, giving up some of our own guys and that could get us, you know, even better. And I think the big thing is, like, we have such a continuity, a chemistry. Our guys love playing with each other. I mean, they just, you know, you just feel it. I mean, you guys are around it every day. Like, you just feel the unit always together. And, you know, just seeing Donovan this year, like, you know, I think last year a lot, he just kind of took it upon himself to go win us games by himself, which he can do and he's more than capable of. But now he's trusting everyone all the way down to, like, Sam Merrill. You know, he's looking for him instead of his shot. And I think that says a lot about our team and the way they're playing. And, you know, they gave us no choice but to not do anything because the way we're playing and the way things are going.
Tell me if this is a fair assessment. The teams that needed to trade for stars, after you looked at your own possibilities, they didn't have enough assets to do so. So I know that had to be part of the answer and the reasoning too, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, there wasn't that big marquee superstar out there that was available. And, you know, a lot of teams obviously did, you know, smaller deals where they got, you know, maybe traded some rotational players for rotational players and, you know, needed more shooting here, more defense here. But we like our guys one through 12 and even our two-way guys. So we're excited about our group and, you know, just wanted to see what it looks like here, you know, as we get here to the All-Star break and you know, 25, 30 games left here in the season.
Mike, final question before we take our break. You're an NBA guy. You're watching the deals that unfold on trade deadline day. Some of them don't impact you, the Eastern Conference, or whatever the case may be. But do you look at the deals that do have a residual effect on the Cavs and go, wow, what New York did there was interesting, or what Philly did there was interesting? How do you look at when other teams are making deals insofar as how it impacts the Cavs?
Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously we're following it very, very closely. I mean, you know, for the majority of it, we're talking to those teams probably as well, you know, just kind of scouring the market. And, you know, we're always aggressive, looking for ways to get better. And, you know, of course, we're looking at other teams and, you know, we saw, you know, the Knicks, the Bucks, you know, teams, obviously Philly, you know, they made some moves where they're right near us in the standings. So we're obviously monitoring it, but, you know, we're more worried about ourselves. And, you know, obviously leading up to this deadline, we didn't want to necessarily make any moves unless it was just an absolute or no brainer. And we like our group and, you know, teams are going to make trades and try to get better, but we like our chances against anyone.
Yep, well said, well put. Mike Ganzi, Cavaliers general manager, our guest on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. We're going to sneak in a quick timeout. We have more ground to cover with Mike, so stay with us. We're coming back after this. Cavs HQ, presented by Betway, returns after this on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
This week, in celebration of the Cleveland Cavaliers court refurbishment and grand opening of the Fairfax Recreation Center in Cleveland, the team will host a press conference, including an official ribbon cutting, followed by both a basketball and dance clinic for local youth as they take in their new space. Cavs in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. We'll be back with the second half of Cavs HQ presented by Betway, right after this on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse.
Here's Buddy Hield into the paint. His pass stolen by Donovan Mitchell. Lobs it ahead to Strus. Strus left side, LeVert. LeVert heads to the bucket. Banks it in.
I like it.
Ties the game.
Turnovers the point.
Mo Bamba checks in. Mobley blocked the shot at the glass. Holy Mobley. Mobley left wing. Three ball. Good. Boy, Evan Mobley getting more and more confident with the long ball.
This is Cavs HQ on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse, presented by Betway. Now back to the second half of the show with Tim Alcorn and Jim Jones.
And we welcome you back. And, of course, we have welcomed back with open arms Jim Jones. He's been with me in the Joe Tate perch for the past few games, and great to have him back with us on Cavs HQ. Jim and I will be together tomorrow night, Cavaliers and the Chicago Bulls at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Final game before the All-Star break. Jim, why don't you get things started with Mike Ganzi here in segment two with the Cavs GM.
Mike, it just seems like the NBA's wide open this season. A lot of new faces at the top of the leaderboard. What are your thoughts about where the NBA is right now? Because I'm sure that had to have a place in your decision-making also, is that it just seems to me, from the outside looking in, it looks wide open, Mike.
I mean, I think the league is in a great place. I mean, there's so many young stars. I mean, you go through 30 teams, I mean, someone's got a young star that's going to be really good in this league. And some of those teams are obviously maybe on the near the bottom of the standings, but that's just the way the league is. You know, I mean, obviously with all the new rules, with the CBA and, you know, no more super teams necessarily with how the rules are. That's just kind of how it's going to be. I mean, there's going to be parity and you're going to have to build a team roster instead of just, you know, three stars necessarily. And I think it's great for the league because any given night you can get beat. You know, it's not like there's no pushovers anymore. And, you know, these guys are professional basketball players and guys get rhythm and confidence in a game can beat you because they're that good. So I think the league's in a great place and it's exciting for us because we got good young stars that are just entering their prime or not even in their prime yet. So we're very, very excited about where the league is at and the future.
Well, Mike, you just used the term star. And, of course, after tomorrow night, it's all-star break time. Donovan Mitchell, obviously an all-star, and there's been talk about MVP conversation, which certainly everybody thinks is justified. But talk a little bit about the play of Donovan this year. I know he has said, JB has said, Kobe has said, he's probably playing the best overall game he's played in his career.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what else more he can do. You know, I mean, we have Evan and Darius out for a month, and like we didn't miss a beat. We got better, you know, and obviously Jared Allen was a huge piece to that. All of us in the building think he's an all-star, and I just don't know what else to say about Donovan. I mean, not only just himself and his play, but the way he's elevated really the whole building, the coaching staff, us, you know, and all his teammates. I mean, all his teammates have contributed, and, you know, he's up their value and their play with every single game. So words just can't really explain how Donovan has been playing and how much he's meant to this organization. And, you know, I think it's crazy why he's not in any MVP talk. I mean, he's missing two of his top four players, you know, so to speak. And we're what, second in the East. So
that's right.
You know, top five record with half our team out for majority of the season.
You know, I asked him that question in my first game back. You know, what did you see sitting on the side when you were out and they were still winning? I said, but it looked like when you came back, you're playing the best ball ever. He said, I am, because he made the adjustment. He saw the potential of this team too, didn't he?
Yeah. I mean, you know, Donovan's one of the best teammates you'll ever have. And, you know, he empowers the guys. And, you know, you see it every day in practice and in shoot around and just pre and post practice. Like, he's encouraging guys. You know, I mean, obviously he's so good and he can go win a game by himself, but he wants other guys to get better. And he has gotten guys better. And he gives them the confidence and the belief that they can go out and help him. And it's just been fun to watch. And, you know, he's humble. He won't talk about MVP talk or anything, but, you know, the Cavs are second in the East for a reason, and Donovan's a big, big piece to that.
Again, we're talking with Cavs general manager Mike Gansey, gracious enough to spend a few moments with us on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. And, Mike, I think our listeners, Cavs fans, might be interested in knowing about your role in player procurement. Jim, earlier in the interview, talked about Niang and Strus in the summer, but you scour the country, the world, for players. We're catching you on the road right now. I won't divulge where you are if you don't want me to, but talk a little bit about the planning that goes into that. How do you determine where you're going on the globe, who you're scouting, where you're scouting? Put that all in layman's terms for us.
We have a great scouting department. You know, Brandon Weems and Brendan, you kind of head that with our college group, and, you know, we got our international guys as well as our pro guys. And we got 10, 11 scouts, you know, throughout the world watching guys every day. And we put together our list of guys throughout the year, and, you know, whether it's preseason, midseason, and then obviously at the end of the year once we know who's in the draft, and obviously trade deadline with the pro names. But those guys do a tremendous job, and they all have their certain areas or leagues that they're in charge of. And, you know, they know those guys, they're experts in that area, and they tell us, hey, these are your guys you got to watch. They're draftable. You know, that these guys have potential to be maybe future Cleveland Cavaliers. And, you know, myself and Kobe and all the rest of our scouts, you know, they'll kind of crisscross and go to their different areas. And we just follow these guys all year. So, you know, me going to a game tonight, I know the two or three guys that I'm going to go see and watch them closely and kind of take some notes on them. And then, you know, obviously when we meet and stuff later in the year, you know, we're going to talk about them.
Have you ever calculated your mileage?
I have not, but last year I think I saw over, was it like 185, like a single college game over the year?
Oh, man.
So obviously some of those games, there's tournaments where there's four in a day, but 200 is probably a little too much. But I love it. I mean, you know, especially where our team is now, we got such a great group that, you know, like me and Kobe and JB always talk about, we want to bring hardworking, high character, and guys that want to be in Cleveland. And, you know, speaking of George and Max, our two big free agent signings this summer, I mean, those guys fit those to a T. And, you know, not only if it's the draft, but free agency, you know, all the way down to our G League team. We want to bring people like that in this building and, you know, grow them, develop them, and, you know, hopefully keep them in our organization to help us win some games.
Well, Mike, I know we're closing in on something, but I just want to talk about the big man. We've got Young Holmgren, we've got Wembanyama, we've got Jokic, Sabonis, Embiid, and we've got our two bigs, Allen and Mobley. Is the big man back finally after small ball?
I think so. I mean, the skill level of these guys is just incredible. I mean, you know, even back in your day, I mean, the big guy would just rebound it and, post it up and right-hand hook, left-hand hook, and, you know, that was it. But now these guys are putting it on the floor, you know, Evan's shooting threes. You know, they're taking it off the rim and dribbling it up court, making plays for guards. I mean, the skill level in this league is just ridiculous. That size, that length, that fluidity, and to be able to dribble pass and shoot like a guard, like it's just absurd. And, you know, I'm lucky we have two guys that are, not only skilled offensively, but also defensively. Like, how these guys can move their feet, switch on guards, block shots, you know, slide with 6 foot, you know, road runners that are fast as heck, you know. So
that's right.
We're just really, really lucky to have those guys. And this league is in a special place because there's, you know, we have two of them, but around the rest of the league and, you know, the MVPs, there's some high-level talent, and a lot of them are bigs.
Well, you and everybody involved with this organization has assembled some special talent wearing wine and gold, Mike.
Yes, you have.
Hats off to you and Kobe and everybody, and get in some more scouting here in the next few weeks, and then we'll see you back in Cleveland.
Thank you for your time, Mike.
Sounds good, guys. Thank you. Go Cavs.
There you go. Mike Ganzi, Cavs General Manager, joining us on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. We'll take a quick time out. When we come back, Chuck Swirsky, the voice of the Bulls, will join us. Chicago's in town tomorrow night, so we'll get a read on what's happening with the Bulls. So stay with us. Coming back after this on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
DeRozan with a spin in the paint. Turnaround jumper, 13-footer, rounds home. Kobe, topside three. Bam! Oh, Kobe White, put him in the hall. Put him in the Hall of Fame. Side aisle, 4-3. Bam! Big time onions! Ayo Dosunmu, the Chicago kid, right down the pipe in the Bulls' lead.
Welcome back, Cavs HQ, presented by Betway on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse. Great to have you with us, and great to have joining us on this week's edition of Cavs HQ. You just heard that voice as electric calls for the Chicago Bulls on their radio network one, Chuck Swirsky. And Chuck, obviously, you're coming in with a team that certainly has had ups and downs, and yet a win the other night against Atlanta. So you bring that to Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, but great to have you back on the show and just kind of give our listeners a synopsis of how this season has gone and where it may be going for Chicago.
So the Bulls, actually, they were 9 games under 500, and all of a sudden things click. And now this team is playing really well. I'm not saying they're, you know, a top three or four team in the East, but I think this ball club is making inroads, and I think they could be a dark horse as far as making some noise in April. Now, what's that mean? I'm not sure, but I like the way the team is coming together.
Chuck, what about Kobe White? For a while, it seemed like you were disappointed in him, but it seemed like your coach stayed with him because he understood he was young. But all of a sudden, a light goes on this year, and he's making plays. Talk a little bit about Kobe.
Well, you know what, Jim? Here's what happens a lot of times. You know, players come into the league, and all of a sudden, these scouts and player personnel directors, is he a one? Is he a two? Is yep. he something? And you know what? Let's get back to the days when, hey, this guy is a basketball player, okay? So in the case of Kobe, I think the Bulls basically said, we need to turn you loose and be the player that you are. And that doesn't mean that he's got the green light or that he can't pass the ball or that, you know, they want him to strictly think about being a distributor, a facilitator. But, I mean, this guy has arrived. This is not a fluke, Jim and Tim. This is the real deal. What you're seeing out of Kobe is somebody that is really starting to figure it out, putting it together, and the Bulls have benefited. You know, for some players, it takes 2 years. Some players, it takes 4 years. And that's for right. Kobe, it's the real deal. He's arrived.
Again, we're talking with Chuck Swirsky, the voice of the Chicago Bulls. Chicago in town tomorrow night, Cavs and Bulls, right here at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. It'll tip off at 7:30. And, Chuck, I want to circle back on something you said a moment ago about the fact that this team, meaning Chicago, is playing some very good basketball. And, of course, you haven't had Ball. You've lost LaVine. So what has keyed this? What has sparked this turnaround?
Well, I mean, the turnaround, by the way, is a record of 21-14 since that horrible start. And they're still, you know, they're trying to knock on the door for the 500 mark. And they're almost there. And then they slip back and they lose 2 out of 3. And they're 3-4 games under 500. Then they win 2 in a row. But when I look at it, I look at two things. Number one, DeRozan, Vucevic, and White have really carried this ball club. But I'm going to give you a name, and the fans are going to be listening to your broadcast tomorrow, and you're going to say, hey, I remember him in the Big Ten, and I know that he had a decent rookie year, kind of slipped a little bit in year number two, but in year number three, he is putting it together, and that's Ayo Dosunmu. And Ayo is playing with confidence. He's always been a really good defender. That's never been the question. I mean, he was really well-schooled in high school, in the Chicagoland area at Morgan Park, really well coached at Illinois, comes into the league, has some success. Then the league kind of figured him out year two, and he started working on his left hand. He started playing defenses better as far as playing angles, because in this league, the players are so good, guys, and Jim, you know this, that it's hard to stop coverage one-on-one. I mean, yep. Only a handful of players can do this. So he learned how to play angles. And now he's making shots. Before, they would kind of sag off on him from the elbow. They'd give him that 18 to 24-footer. But now he's making those shots, and he's in a great groove, and he has become a player that, as the Bulls move forward with talent, he definitely is now on the first page.
You know, one of the things, when I looked at your Bulls team, it always seemed like they were an injury away from being better. And it just seems like now DeRozan can focus more on not competing for touches. You know, old guys, they always think about touches, you know. And then you have the steadiness of Vucevic in the middle. It just seems like it's all coming together for you.
You know, Jim, I am a huge fan of DeMar DeRozan, first and foremost as a man and as a leader. And the young players love coming to DeMar for guidance, direction, wisdom, what to eat, when to sleep, how to take care of your body, all these things. You know, I mean, something is to be said, because as broadcasters, fans, we get caught up in numbers and stats and all these things and trends, you know, this guy and analytics. I want to talk about the analytics of a heart. I want to talk about the soul of a locker room, because in my opinion, DeMar has come into Chicago, and he's exactly what this franchise needed. And so he comes in. His mid-range jumper is still unbelievable. He's getting to the foul line now. Four of the last six games, double-figure free throw attempts.
Wow.
And, you know, he's doing that little head and shoulder, double pump, triple pump. And the only player that I've seen this year that's been able to shut him down, and it came in the Orlando game in the fourth quarter in overtime, and that was Jonathan Isaac with those long arms. I mean, it was unbelievable. And DeMar just, you know, he had to give up the ball. But against, you know, players that are 6'8", 6'9", that are covering him, they've got no chance when DeMar does that fade at the foul line or mid-block post-up, and then does that little head and shoulder and then ducks underneath for an up and under. He's awesome. I would say that DeMar, he's going to the Hall of Fame. I don't think there's any question about it. If you compare his numbers to players that are already in the Hall of Fame, he's in it. So now, you know, I think his legacy is, let's move the needle and let's get this thing back on track with the Bulls.
Chuck, we got time for one final question, and I want to shift to you personally, because you posted something on social media a couple of weeks back. You reached a milestone birthday. I don't know if you want me to announce that or not.
Yeah, go ahead.
Why not? I'm older than he is.
I don't care.
70. Okay. 70 years old, and yet we heard those highlights coming in. I listened to League Audio Pass. You still broadcast with as much fire and passion as energy as you did when you started. And in your social media post, you said, I'm going to keep going for as long as I can go. But what keeps that fire going?
You know what, Tim, and all of us, and Jim as a player, yourself, Tim, me as a broadcaster, this is my passion. This is my love. And I've never taken it for granted from day one. And I still had the same passion as I did when I was doing Athens High School Bulldog football and basketball as a student at Ohio University, or in college with DePaul or the University of Michigan, because this is an opportunity to do something I wanted to do when I was 5 years young. So every day is a blessing. I never go into a game taking it for granted. I never take prep for granted, and I love it. Now, there's going to be a time either they're going to tell me to take my Wilson and go home, or there's going to be a time, because it happens to all of us, where we start losing it. And, you know, a player at 22 can run up and down the floor 1,000 times, and all of a sudden those knees start barking, you know, 7, 10, 12 years later, and they can't jump as high, and they can't reach as high, and they just can't spend 35 minutes on the floor, and their lungs are burning up after 12 minutes or 15 minutes, it happens. And the clarity of a broadcaster and, Tim, the integrity of the broadcast is still forefront. And so when the time comes, when I start to lose it and the clarity is diminished by the play-by-play and the crispness of the broadcast, that's when it's time for me to say, that's it.
Well, as our dear friend Joe used to say, you never know who's listening or where they're listening. But, Chuck, I listen to you a lot, and I just think you're one of the most entertaining NBA play-by-play guys there is. So when you're on that mic, aside from tomorrow night, because I have a game to call myself, think about the fact that Elkhorn's listening somewhere, because I just think you're brilliant. I think you're terrific.
Yes, you are.
Well, you know what? You guys are too kind. I'll tell you what, working, you have a great relationship with each other. I've got a great relationship with Bill Wennington. I mean, he is just... You know who he reminds me of, guys? You ever see the movie Big with Tom Hanks?
Yes.
Yes.
He is that character in the movie because he's just a big kid.
Oh, that's a great description. Well, Chuck, we'll see you tomorrow night in the
All right.
Joe Thank
you.
Tate
Thank
Perch.
You, my friend. Thank you. Yep. Love you, man. Thank you.
All right. Joe Tate.
Chuck Swirsky. He does a great Joe Tate as well. But he's the radio voice of the Chicago Bulls. Bulls in town tomorrow night to take on the Cavs. We'll put the finishing touches on this week's show after this on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse. That's going to do it for this week's edition of Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Boy, huge thank you to Chuck Swirsky for dropping by. Earlier, we heard from Cavs GM Mike Ganzi. Boy, good stuff happening with the Cavaliers. Thanks, of course, to the dynamic duo, Marty Allen, Kurt McLaughlin, Jim Jones. Great big thank you to you. Biggest thanks to you, the listeners. Jim and I will be back tomorrow night. Cavs and Bulls. Final game before the All-Star game. It takes place at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. 7:30 tip, 7 o'clock with the Huntington tip-off show. So until then, Tim Elkhorn saying thank you very much for listening. And so long, everybody.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.